Hey there, do you dream of escaping into a book? Maybe your escape includes a cozy cabin in the mountains or a magical town along the coast. Either way, you're in the right place. Welcome to Literary Escapes with me, Becky. This year on the podcast, we're exploring the United States. So every week I'm going to bring you a new book set in a different state. So let's see where we're going today.
Welcome back to the Literary Escapes podcast. It is week 11 in 2024 and week 11 in the Read Across the U.S. Book Club. And this week we are visiting the lovely state of Virginia, and we have author Cindy Ray Hale, who is joining us to share one of her books and all about her lovely state. So welcome, Cindy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I am excited to have you here today. I'm a big fan of your books, and so I am excited to hear how you got into writing and all of that. But you are representing Virginia.
Yes. I live in Roanoke, Virginia, I live technically in Vinton, which is a little town just adjacent to it.
Okay.
We're in the Blue Ridge Mountains, 30 minutes from the Appalachian Trail. And it's just lots of, just like very welcoming people. It's got kind of that Southern Appalachian vibe to it.
Nice. So did you grow up in Virginia?
No, but I grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it's very similar. It's just like a slightly more northern version of the same kind of vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually prefer Roanoke. I feel like the people are a little more like friendly and welcoming here.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. We drive through Roanoke to get to Nashville. When my daughter was going to school in Indiana, we would drive through, you know, on whatever road it is that goes up there, through Atlanta, through Chattanooga to Nashville, spend the night, and then go up to Indiana and then do the same trip home. And so I've never stopped in Chattanooga though. It's on my list, but Roanoke,
Chattanooga is beautiful.
It seems like it. Yeah. So that's on my list, but Roanoke, I stopped in once and had coffee with a friend there. And so I'm excited to hear, like, how did you choose Roanoke and how long have you been there?
So my husband and I moved to Roanoke in 2019, like the fall. Nice. And he, his brother has an accounting business, and he started working for his brother.
Okay.
And yeah, now he has a little hobby shop where he has remote control cars, like hobby grade remote control cars that he works on and he sells. And it's a fun little venture. He's in Salem, Virginia, and that's actually the town that I based Maple Creek, which is my Maple Creek romantic comedy series is based on Salem, and it's it's got that like small town Southern vibe to it, where you have like the church going ladies with their sweet tea and everyone knows everyone.
I love that. I grew up in very small town Florida, and it's a lot of the similar stuff. And Florida is a little trickier because not everywhere in Florida is Southern. The further south you go, the less Southern it is. And we live right in the middle of the state. And so some people are Southern, some people are not. And so it's fun to see that, though. I know what you mean. Because, you know, everybody goes to church in the town that I grew up in. You know, there was like two churches and you went to one or the other. Mm-hmm. And so I love that. And everybody does know your name. You mess up at school, your mom knows before you got home. And, and you know, everybody that you walk past on the way home also knows. So, It was a really good incentive to not step your, put your toe over the line too often.
And I kind of, and I do write small town sweet romance, and I do kind of feel like that whole vibe of everyone knows everyone is something that I really want to bring out in my books, but mostly it's through the town gossips. And my gossips are always like these sweet, well-meaning ladies that they just want everyone to be happily married. And they want the babies to come. And so they are always trying to embarrass my main characters by trying to matchmake them, usually in a really obvious, awkward kind of way.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. And they're just trying to bring people together, like romantically.
I like that. I like that. And it's funny because when you think of small towns and the fact that everybody knows everything that you're doing, a lot of times that's seen as a negative, but it's not always a negative, you know. It's kind of nice to have almost an extended family, you know, that everybody knows you and cares about you.
Yeah, that's the whole vibe that I try to bring out, is this like the town pulls together kind of thing where everyone's looking out for each other.
I like that. Yeah.
It's a very uplifting kind of thing.
Yeah. I like that. That's so you've been writing for a while, and you've got a lot of books out there.
I have been kind of been writing my whole life, but I really started taking it seriously in 2012. And that's when I started trying to decide, okay, do I want to be traditionally published or self-published?
Okay.
And I started doing all my research, and I decided I really don't want to wait a long time to get my work out there. So that's why I chose self-publishing, and I just dove in. I took it real seriously, and it's something I'm so passionate about. I absolutely adore all of it. And it's a roller coaster ride for sure. There are many ups and downs.
And it's interesting because I've got a friend who she's probably been writing longer than I have. But we met and we were both in the midst of writing our first manuscript, real manuscript. And she put hers on submission, or she went and found an agent and then put hers on submission. And her first book is going to be published next year. And by the time hers is published, I'll probably have 8 books published. It's just insane. The control you do have as an indie. So I can certainly understand why you went that route. Cause unless one book a year is all you want to do, that's,
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's just a different path you could take.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to ask yourself, are you going to grow as a writer through picking apart one manuscript over an entire year and polishing every word and every phrase?
Right.
Or are you going to grow as a writer by writing prolifically and having many, many, many books out and many, many stories out? And then workshopping those that you do have. I highly recommend critique groups. I feel like I've really grown as a writer since I've been in critique groups. And I really got serious with the critiquing. I would say 2021 is when I started, and I've been active in critique groups since then. And when I go back and see some of my stuff from 2020, I'm like, oh wow, I'm doing all of these things. I'm also a freelance editor and cover designer. But as an editor, like I started really seriously editing. Well, I started editing in 2017, but really seriously, like this is paying my bills kind of editing in 2020, 2019, 2020. And I look back on like back then and how much I've grown from these, and it's these critique groups.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that.
Yeah. Of course, now I'm in college and I'm finishing up my English degree. So I'll be like a whole other level of professionalism with this English degree. And I'm in a grammar class that's absolutely kicking my rear.
Yep. I can only imagine. I feel like editors are worth every penny you pay for them. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That the quality of your writing, it really needs to be there for people to take you seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love that. So what was the first book that you wrote?
So the first book I wrote was called Destiny, and that was published in 2013. And that is about, it's another small town in the hills. This one's in the hills of Tennessee. I kind of imagine it to be like a suburb of Chattanooga where I grew up.
Okay.
But it is based on my life growing up, and it is kind of this Romeo and Juliet forbidden love story between a Mormon girl and a Baptist boy. And it is, it is like their love story, and their parents are like, oh, we don't want you to date each other. And
interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's a very unique story, but I was an LDS girl, a LDS Mormon girl. And I went to Baptist school growing up.
Oh, okay.
And so there was like this like friction between us. And, you know, I was like forbidden completely from my parents to date any of the boys at school. So it was kind of like based off of that vibe. It's a really unique story.
You're interesting.
Probably not anything else like that out there. Well, there are some.
Is that the Destiny Clark saga?
Yeah. So originally it was the Destiny trilogy. And I actually went through and broke it down and did a rewrite of it. This rewrite took me from about 2017 all the way until 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it took me like 3 years to get through, but there are 9 books, and then there's like a side character. This little sister has her story. And then there's like a best friend that it's just like a one chapter short story.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's
very
like,
cool.
It's like a scene from one of the Destiny books.
Just expanded. And
it's just like, she gets her own chapter where you see where she gets together with her boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun. Okay. And so that's cool. And then for the book club, you are offering us Oops, I Kissed Him Again, which I think is just the best title ever. I love that title.
It just came to me. It just popped in my head one day. And I was like, I feel like there should already be a title.
Yeah.
Like a book named that, but there isn't. I just felt it just sounded like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was just meant to be.
I like that. Yeah. And this is the first book in your Maple Creek rom-com series.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us about Oops, I Kissed Him Again, and then the series in general, you know.
Okay. So Oops, I Kissed Him Again is a grumpy sunshine story, and it's got like those like She's Mine vibes of like the cop who's trying to like be this guardian to this flower shop owner, and there's a creepy stalker, and so it's a little bit of suspense, there's a little mystery, he's trying to solve a crime, and so they team up together to solve this crime.
Okay.
And then like there's just like different funny things that happen throughout the book.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so who
yeah.
are the characters in this one?
So it's Layla Bowen and then Will Vance.
Okay. And he's the cop.
He's the chief of police of Maple Creek.
Okay.
And she is the flower shop owner, and her shop gets broken into.
Ah.
And there was also across the street, somebody was robbed. And so they're trying to solve who the robber is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And so does mystery run through the series, or is it just because he's a cop and that's part
yeah,
of...
Yeah, so there's a couple of books that the mystery element is pulled in. So it's not like all of them. It's just like a couple, like the Christmas, Kiss Me Under the Christmas Lights has like an element of mystery to that one too.
Okay.
And yeah. And then there's another one, As Long As You Kiss Me has a little bit of that in it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. And so Maple Creek, and you said that that's based on Salem, Virginia. Does the series go through a family, the town? How does that work?
So it's kind of like there are celebrities, like there are different celebrities that are from the town that like have gone off and found their fame and then they come back. But they were like, it's like this core group of friends that they went to high school together. And so one of the books actually has a high school reunion where you see them all and it kind of is introducing the characters. And
that's
that
cool.
One is, yeah, When You're Ready, Come and Kiss Me. And so so there's like two different groups. There's like kind of the celebrities, and then there's also people like more of the hometown heroes. There's a firefighter, there's the cop, there's a teacher, and I'm trying to think, there's another one and my mind is blanking, but anyway, so there's like all of those. Oh, there's a doctor, that was the other
okay.
So different like kind of people that you would think that would be like your everyday hero.
Right.
That are more like serving other kind of roles, right? And so I kind of wanted to have like both the celebrities and the everyday people. So
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. What a fun concept to keep the series interesting and excuse me, within the same world, but not all the same thing.
Yeah. And so you do have like the town gossip, who is Mrs. Wheaton, and she comes and shows up in all of the books. And I know that a lot of my readers are kind of in that like 65 and older age range.
Yeah.
And so I try to bring in more of like the grandparent characters that are
That's
coming
a fun
in.
Idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're always like cracking jokes and like, you know, teasing the younger generation or trying to matchmake them.
That's fun. Yeah.
Sometimes they're looking for love themselves.
Nice. Do they get any of their own stories, the older couples?
I haven't done that yet, but it would be kind
might
of
be
fun.
A fun novella or something. That would be interesting. Yeah. In the third book in my Nashville Hearts series, there's a kind of meddling grandma who was a legendary country music star. And she's over the top and she's definitely very meddlesome. And so she was a lot of fun to write. I enjoy that. And I've heard from several people that they enjoyed her as well. So yeah.
Yeah, my little old ladies are my favorite.
That's fun. I like that. And I like reading a series. I like when you see glimpses of characters that you met before and you kind of get to follow them. Even if they're not the main focus anymore, you get to see pieces of their lives as they grow, you know, in their relationship or in their family, whatever. And I always think that's a lot of fun to keep an eye on them.
Well, one thing I've thought about doing, and this hasn't been like announced or anything, but Mrs. Wheaton has a daughter who is single.
Okay.
And I want to give her her story.
Fun.
But she runs like the wedding venue in town.
Okay.
And so I kind of, and everybody has their weddings at her place.
At her place.
Yeah, and she's kind of like her mom too, because she blurts out awkward things.
That's awesome. I love that.
So I really want to find her own love story.
That would be fun, yeah. And have kind of everybody else supporting her in her story. That would be fun. That's awesome. So what are you working on right now?
Right now, I'm working on book four in the Blue Mountain Billionaire series. And we haven't even talked about those books yet, but
Yeah,
those are
tell me about
set.
them.
Yeah, those are also romantic comedy. They are set in a fictional town called Blue Mountain, Georgia, which is kind of based off of Blue Ridge, Georgia,
Okay.
which I have been there. And that's actually where many of my Ray is my maiden name.
Okay.
My Ray ancestors, so my dad's like family. There's a cemetery there that's like full of my family members.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I haven't been to that cemetery. I've just heard about it. But I did go to Blue Ridge for the first time last summer, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Reminds me a lot of Roanoke, and it's like more of the southern Appalachian Mountains. But so I do have, and I think I would say all three of my series are set in different parts of the Appalachian Mountains. That's just where my heart is. I love those rolling tree-covered hills and mountains. I just love it. So,
You should do a book where somebody's like traveling the Appalachian Trail and visits each of your towns.
that's a great idea.
That would be so
Yeah, like a romance where they're hiking together.
fun.
I have met somebody who was doing that, who was actually hiking the Appalachian Trail, and they ended up stopping in Roanoke. And I ended up meeting him, and I was like, that is fascinating. I've never met someone who's doing that, but I have hiked the Appalachian Trail. It does show up in Oops, I Kissed Him Again. And there's one of those like classic scenes where, because Oops, I Kissed Him Again is a fake relationship romance. And she's with her parents, and they think they're fiancés, and they ask them to do a kiss in front of, like, on the Appalachian Trail in front of like this overlook. And so they have to kiss, and there was a no kissing rule in the relationship. So that's my Appalachian Trail
I love that.
moment.
I love the fake romance vibe. I think that's such a fun trope.
I have a lot of fake romances in my series. It's one of my favorite tropes.
It's a lot of fun to read, and I there's so many different ways to go with it, but I think they're all fun. So that's a lot of fun. So you're working on book four in the Blue Mountain Billionaires. Nice.
So this one is going to be a friends to lovers. I'm only
Nice.
in the very beginning stages of it. It kind of got put on hold because I started school. But last semester I did do some writing because I was in an advanced fiction writing class. And so I did some work on that one and workshopped a chapter and got feedback. So I'm really excited about that one. There's ties to Africa, and they're building a charity together. To help like children. And there's like themes of like orphanages and helping like underprivileged children in Africa. So,
Very cool.
yeah, that one I think will be a lot of fun. It's still in the works. We'll see
Yeah,
what
still kind of
happens with it.
percolating.
Yeah, my goal is to have it out this year, at some point. So I've really slowed down. I've slowed down my writing quite a bit, but mostly that's because I'm coming back to school and.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on between writing books, editing, cover design, and then going to school. That's and a family.
And a
So,
family. Yeah, but I love it.
Adam.
It's all stuff I want to do. So it's pretty fantastic.
That's
And
awesome.
I'm also an acquisitions editor at a brand new publishing company. A small press. And so we are like my job is to look at some of the manuscripts that come in and decide like, is this something that would be easy to sell? And easy to market? Is this on brand? And that's really fun.
That would be
It's
fun, yeah, just to get to see a bunch of new stuff.
a lot of like studying like the Cahlytics reports and then saying like, how does this match up with what's being said in the Kalytics report, is this something that is worth investing money in? Because
right.
it's, you know, it could easily be $1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah.
Once you've provided, you know, the three rounds of edits, the covers, the formatting, yeah. and then marketing, it could easily be that. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you know, you really kind of want to get your money back, and people would like to be paid. And
exactly.
There is exactly. a point to doing this, you know, people.
It is a business after all. Exactly. That's, I keep looking at my numbers, you know, the author business, and it's like, this is a business after all. We have to, at some point we're going to have to balance out here. So,
yeah. And it does, you know, it does once you get enough books out and you start understanding the market, the money will flow in. And I know a lot of people are really struggling. A lot of authors, most authors, like the vast majority of authors, are not even like out of the red yet.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think that's why it's so important to study those Kalytics reports and study the market and really kind of know what you're doing, and then get the editing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the covers, like that's
yeah, the covers, and you know, the cover has to catch their eye immediately. Your blurb has to catch their eye, and then the book has to be well written. Mm-hmm. And well edited. So yeah. Mm-hmm. There's
because your reviewers will come in those reviews and they will call you out on that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure. So good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the book club. I have enjoyed having you in it, and I'm excited to read what you've got coming up next. That'll be a lot of fun. So thanks yeah. for being here.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Yeah. And enjoy Virginia.
Oh, I will. It's starting to be spring. So
there's
things are blooming here.
That's good stuff right there. Nice. Well, have a great rest of your week.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to be part of the Read Across the U.S. Book Club, I'd love to have you join us. There is a link in the show notes. So just head down there and click, and we will welcome you in. So see you in the book club, I hope. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week with a new episode.